September 2, 1924. Jesus strengthens the little child. The harm of distrust. The work of Jesus. I was feeling very oppressed, but all abandoned in the arms of Jesus, and I prayed him to have compassion for me. But while I was doing this, I felt like losing consciousness, and I saw a little child come out from within me, weak, pale, and all engrossed in profound sadness. And blessed Jesus, going to meet her, took her in his arms and, moved to pity, pressed her to his heart. And with his hands he touched her forehead, marking her eyes, her lips, her breast, and all the members of the little child, with signs of the cross. And as he was doing this, the child regained strength, acquired color, and bested herself from that state of sadness. And Jesus, seeing that the child was regaining strength, pressed her more tightly to himself, to strengthen her even more, and said to her, "Poor little one, in what state you are? But do not fear, your Jesus will make you come out this state." While this was happening, I thought to myself, "Who is this child who came out from me and whom Jesus loves so much?" And my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, this child is your soul, it is you, and I love her so much that I cannot tolerate seeing you so sad and weak. This is why I came, to infuse in you new life and new vigor." On hearing this, crying, I said to him, "My love and my life, Jesus, how I fear that you may leave me. How shall I do without you? How will I be able to live? In what a deplorable state will my poor soul be reduced? What a harrowing pain is the thought that you may leave me. A pain that lacerates me, takes peace away from me and puts hell into my heart. Jesus, have pity, compassion, mercy on me, a little child. I have no one. If you leave me, everything is over for me." And Jesus, continuing, added, "My daughter, calm yourself, do not fear. Your Jesus will not leave you. I am jealous of your trust, nor do I want you to even slightly distrust me. See, I love so much the souls who are with me in full trust, that many times I hide some defect or imperfection of theirs, or some lack of correspondence to my grace, so as to give them no occasion not to be with me in full trust. In fact, if the soul loses trust, she remains as though separated from me and all huddled within herself. She places herself at a painful distance from me, and so, remaining paralyzed in her rush of love, she becomes paralyzed in sacrificing herself for me. Oh, how much harm does distrust cause? One can say that it is like the spring frost that arrests the growth of the plants. And many times, if it is intense, the frost arrests the development of virtues, and puts cold into the most ardent love. Oh, how many times, because of lack of trust, my designs and the greatest sanctities are stopped. This is why I tolerate some defects rather than distrust, because those will never be so harmful. And then, how can I leave you, if I have worked so much within your soul? Take a look at how much I had to work." And as he was saying this, he showed a sumptuous and great palace, worked by the hands of Jesus in the depth of my soul. And then he continued, "My daughter, how can I leave you? Take a look at how many rooms, they are almost innumerable, how many knowledges, effects, values and qualities in my will. I have let you know how many rooms I form in you in order to place all those goods. There's nothing left but to add some more varieties of different colors, in order to portray more rare beauties of my supreme will, to give more prominence and honor to my work. And you fear that I may leave such a great crafting of mine? It costs me too much. There's my will involved in it. And wherever my will is, there is life, a life not subject to death. And your concern is nothing but a little distrust on your part. Therefore, trust me and we will get along, and I will accomplish the work of my will."